president and the House Speaker have a date on Lisa Brady, Fox News. They plan to meet this week about the nation's borrowing limit.
Ahead of Wednesday's meeting, the president insists he will not negotiate on the debt ceiling. But there's risk, especially if that position rattles the markets. The meeting is a major test for McCarthy. Conservatives want to see if the speaker shows backbone and can rumble with the president. The GOP demands deep cuts.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. Democrats say Republicans should explain what they would cut. The president's visiting Baltimore today to call attention to another infrastructure project. This one, replacing a more than century-old rail tunnel under the Potomac River.
The structure is deteriorating. The roof is leaking. The floor is sinking. This is the United States of America, for God's sake. We know better than that.
The president says the new tunnel will have a new name in honor of Frederick Douglass, who escaped slavery when he boarded a train in Baltimore. An attorney for the family of Tyre Nichols is criticizing Memphis police for not announcing sooner that a sixth officer had been relieved of duty over the traffic stop beating of Nichols. Preston Hemphill has not been charged or fired. The attorney says he's the officer who pulled Nichols out of his car, hitting him on the ground with a taser.
This newly suspended officer joins at least two Memphis Fire Department employees and two Shelby County Sheriff's deputies who are also under investigation following the release of video showing Memphis police officers savagely punching, kicking, and pepper spraying Nichols.
Fox's Charles Watson in Memphis. The Pakistani Taliban is distancing itself from a mosque bombing that killed at least 59 people today in a high-security compound that houses police headquarters in Peshawar. A Pakistani Taliban commander had claimed credit, but a statement from the group says it is not their policy to target religious sites and that those taking part in such acts could face punitive action. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Weapons and ammunition in focus as testimony continues at a former attorney's murder trial in South Carolina.
Ammunition found at the home of former South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh is consistent with that used to kill his wife, according to courtroom testimony by Special Agent Jeff Croft of the State Law Enforcement Division.
Do you know the specific brand and make and caliber of ammunition that was used to kill Maggie Murdaugh?
The head stamps on the shell casings at the crime scene was S&B 300 Blackout.
Same thing?
Yes, sir.
Defense attorney Dick Harpootlian has been trying to poke holes through the prosecution's theory that Murdaugh killed his wife and son, questioning the integrity of the crime scene and even floating an alternate theory that two shooters may have been responsible.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. Motown hitmaker Barrett Strong has died, and if the name doesn't ring a bell, his music will.
Motown Museum announcing his passing on social media, tweeting, "It is with great sadness that we share the passing of legendary at classic Motown singer and songwriter Barrett Strong. Strong is remembered for providing lead vocals on the rhythm and blues song Money, That's What I Want, that went on to become Motown's first big hit. Motown founder Berry Gordy saying in a statement, "Barrett was not only a great singer and piano player, but he, along with his writing partner Norman Whitfield, created an incredible body of work. Strong collaborated with Whitfield, co-writing such songs as I Heard It Through the Grapevine, War, and Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner. Barrett Strong was 81. Hall of Fame hockey player Bobby Hull has died. A 1961 Stanley Cup champion with the Chicago Blackhawks, known as the Golden Jet, and also the father of Hockey Hall of Famer Brett Hull. Bobby Hull was 84. A sell-off now on Wall Street, an hour to the close. The Dow's down 190 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.